much everyone has had to pivot somehow throughout this pandemic, and so has this local photographer. Inspired by the COVID-19 crisis, she started a project and called it Stories from 6 Feet. And that's the hashtag, by the way, if you are on Instagram, hashtag Stories from 6 Feet. And it's a project aimed at staying safe, being smart, and creating connections from 6 feet apart. Joining you now is lifestyle photographer and creator of Stories from 6 Feet, Angela Connors Trimer. Hi, Angela. How are you?
Hi, G. I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. Thank you so much for being with us today. I think this is fascinating. I was looking through some of your posts on Instagram, and I am guessing that's really the main place where people can go and see the photographs you've been taking.
Yes, exactly. So I started Stories from 6 Feet on Instagram at the beginning of April, and since then I've captured about 140 Chicagoans all over the city.
Well, Chicagoans from all different walks of life, different types of families, it's really fascinating. And going along with the photograph, this is the part that I think is really cool. There's the name of the person that you've taken a photograph of. You say what neighborhood they live in. And then you give kind of a synopsis. So it's not just a photo. You get a glimpse into what they do, what they're interested in, how they've been doing throughout this pandemic. How did you come up with this idea?
Sure. Well, I think I just realized that the virus was affecting so many people in different ways, whether it be the unthinkable, like the loss of a loved one or the loss of a job, a postponed wedding, a honeymoon. And I just really wanted to create a social platform for people to share their stories and create a place where people could feel seen and tell their story.
And how did you find the your subjects in your photographs?
Sure. So I think like any small business owner that has an idea for a project or something like this, I was a little nervous to post my first photo. I remember reaching out to my friends saying, hey, I really need some stories to get this thing going. And I photographed maybe 3 or 4 friends before word just kind of got out and people started requesting photo shoots from me.
And so then people started hearing about what you were doing and then they were requesting photos. I've noticed that on your Instagram page, I've got to mention the handle again, Stories from 6 Feet. There's a photograph of a couple. They look like they're in wedding attire. And you photographed them. Did they get married despite the pandemic?
So they did. They ended up having, even though their wedding, you know, their grand wedding was canceled, they ended up having a small ceremony with friends and friends via Zoom and family members 6 feet apart in front of their wedding venue, Cafe Brouwer.
That's fantastic. And I love the little synopsis, the little the paragraphs that you've written. It's not that much of a read. I mean, it's only like 3 to 4 paragraphs, but it's so insightful. On their photograph of the couple that you photographed that had just gotten married, they write, "We will only grow stronger and appreciate the little things even more during this time." Now, it makes sense that they would want a photographer because of they got married, they were in an event, but it seems like also a lot of families that want to be photographed throughout this time. What's the reasoning behind that, do you think?
Right, exactly. I just think it's such a weird time that we're all living in. I photographed someone recently from their balcony with the use of my drone that I have. It's been so fun for me to use that, and definitely social distancing appropriate. I've been able to capture these portraits of people, couples, families that just want to remember this time when the world was kind of, you know, on standstill.
It's important you're getting from the people that you're photographing that they really do want to commemorate this in some way, which I think is really interesting.
Right. I know. I love when people tell me that they're excited to show their grandchildren one day, you know, that they're excited to explain, you know, this dark time where they found some joy and positivity from a little photo shoot. You know, I'm really inspired when people tell me, you know, what's been on their mind or explain how they've been feeling really anxious or sharing, you know, their loneliness. You know, people feel safe enough to open up after having their photo taken. I think that's pretty special. It makes me feel like my role in this project is more than just a photographer. You know, I love being someone for people to talk to, and I love that people find joy in seeing photos and reading the stories.
Speaking with Angela Connors Trimer, she's a lifestyle photographer, and she's created this really fascinating series of stories from 6 feet. So, Angela, remind me, how many photograph sessions are in this series so far?
I've photographed about 140 Chicagoans kind of all over the city. So far, I've posted about just over 100. I'm still constantly posting and sharing as people, you know, I get to talk to them more over email about what they're doing and how they're feeling about quarantine and being in Chicago during shelter in place.
Well, we talked about the couple that got married in not the ceremony of their dreams, but a much changed one. Is there a particular photo shoot that you remember or is one of your favorites that you could tell us about?
Sure. Well, my most recent, I actually photographed yesterday. Her name is Annalise. She's a nurse at Rush. And I photographed her after a long shift in her scrubs on the rooftop of the parking garage. And we got to talk from a safe distance, obviously. And she would explain to me how exhausted she is, but how proud she is to be a nurse right now. You know, I think everyone is looking at healthcare workers and people on the front lines and just feeling this overwhelming sense of gratitude for them. But I just thought it was so special to be able to capture someone, you know, that somebody wanted to be a part of this and just talk about what life is like for her and explain the support maybe she doesn't feel in certain ways from government or something like that, but she's so supported from family and friends and her coworkers, and I think that's the story that I keep getting, is that everyone is so grateful and so just excited to see how strong we are becoming because of this.
Well, I want to read a little snippet that you wrote that goes along with the photograph that you posted on Instagram, and it's from the nurse that you just photographed, the most recent photo that you have up. She writes, "I am missing areas of my life that made me feel full. I miss Soul City Church. I miss my friends. But most of all, and I'm not even ashamed to say it, as a 29-year-old adult, I miss my parents the most." And I think that's, you know, I think that's the part that just sort of gets you, because then you realize that you're getting a glimpse into this person's life. You're not only getting to see them, but you're getting something, a stranger really, but you're getting something much more in depth, and it's vulnerable and it's revealing, and it also kind of teaches you something about yourself too. Do you write those, or it just end up quoting the subjects in your photographs?
It's usually a quote. I might edit here and there, but mostly it's their words and their feelings for sure.
And I love that you finished it up with, "While this is an unsettling time, one thing remains constant. I am proud to be a nurse, and I am proud to stand alongside such amazing coworkers." And these photographs are beautiful, and I've looked at your website too. Your pictures look like, your photos look like they belong, you know, in a movie or in a magazine. Is that normally where who you would be shooting for? Or tell me about life before COVID-19 for you as a photographer.
Sure. So I was furloughed from my company in the beginning of April when this project kind of started. And at that company, I was traveling about 80% of the time to different hotels and resorts, and I was photographing strictly for their social media channels. So I went from living on airplanes, you know, frequenting Hawaii and the Maldives and all these very amazing hotels and resorts all over the world. And then with the flip of a switch, you know, my life was turned upside down and I couldn't travel. I'm finding out that I don't miss it as much as I thought that I would.
Because right now, my heart is breaking for you, because that sounds like a dream job.
I know it. I mean, it truly is. You know, it is my dream job. I am so grateful for all of those opportunities. I think why I say I'm not missing it is I've loved to be home and spend time with my husband and work on a passion project. You know, obviously the circumstances are not what I would have wished for, but here we are, and I'm just learning day by day. You know, it is the little things, and I think that's why I can resonate so much with the subjects that I photograph, because they're always focusing on the little things. You know, every story kind of ends with, well, at least I have my health, or at least I have my family, you know, and it's so special, and it's so sweet. I feel like people are being able to practice gratitude more than they ever have.
I think that is a true blessing to be able to focus on that for sure. And I love that that does come through on all your photos and the paragraphs that accompany the photos as well. So, Angela, you said that you've been furloughed. So is this job going to exist on the other side of this? Of course, travel is going to look totally different. But will you have that job to go back to?
Right. I mean, we'll see. I haven't heard any news lately. Obviously, mm-hmm. travel and the hospitality industry were hit very hard. We were first put on a 3-month sort of time period for it to happen. And I'm sure we'll hear once that 3-month mark hits whether some of us will be coming back or not. And honestly, I'm just, you know, I'm not going to focus on the negative or the worst side here. I'm just going to keep focusing on this project and, you know, finding my way through this time just like everyone else is having to do.
Absolutely. And are you now, do you take appointments for these photographs? Are you done, or do you just sort of select your subjects yourself? How can people reach out if they'd love to be featured in your project?
Sure. Yeah, still going strong here. Yeah, I would recommend reaching out over Instagram. You can DM me. I have quite a few requests that I'm getting through. My organizational skills are definitely being tested during this as I kind of wear the project manager hat as well as the photographer. Also via email, I got storiesfrom6feet@gmail.com. And I'll be taking requests and booking shoots forever, maybe. I think post-pandemic we'll have a lot to focus on, too.
Well, you certainly are talented. I'm guessing that there is a fee associated because you are furloughed, so you do need to get paid for your time.
Sure, yeah. No, I definitely require a very small fee. But I also always note in there, like, if you or your income, your job has been affected by COVID-19, I'm not going to require it if times are tough. You know, mm-hmm. if you want to tell your story and this is going to bring some sense of joy and normalcy to your life right now, then that's okay.
Well, definitely brought me a lot of joy. I'm going to mention again the handle on Instagram. It's storiesfrom6feet. And Angela Connors Trimer, you can reach out to her via messaging on Instagram, or you can email her at storiesfrom6feet@gmail.com. Thanks, Angela, for being with us. Really appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Oh, thank you so much, G. Have a great night.
You as well. And we're going to talk to you on the other side of this. I think you've got a whole new career path ahead of you.